Masechtas Maaseres, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Hey. The Mishnayos over here discuss when different produce reaches its finished processing, that it becomes the Einus HaMaaser, the time when it's obligated to Maaser. When the produce is first picked, before it's fully processed, although it will be obligated to Maaser, one is able to eat from the produce Derech Arai. He can snack on it. Not in a permanent fashion, but just a snacking, arai, temporary. And that's allowed even before taking off maaser. But once it reaches its finished process, then he can no longer eat from it at all until he takes off maaser. So the Mishnayos over here discuss when's the finished process for different produce. Mishnah Hey, a zeu garnan lemaisers, when is the garen for maaser? Garen over here, garen literally means the threshing floor, and the finished process for grain took place after it was threshed, piled, and then smoothed. But over here, the garen is a general term referring to the finished process for all different produce. So when is the garen, when is the garen, the finished process for these different produce? Hakishuim v'adluim, cucumbers and gourds, misha yifkasum, when he removes the picus, there's a hairy covering that covers over the cucumbers and the gourds that gets rubbed off. It falls off naturally, or if it gets picked early, it gets rubbed off. And at that point in time, when he rubs it off, and they're now smooth, so then they're finished processed, and they now are obligated in maaser. He can no longer snack from them. V'im einei mefakis, but if he's not planning on removing this hairy covering, then mishayama d'arema, when he piles it up into a pile. That's when it's now completed the process. Avtiach, melons, misha yishalik, which also is the same thing as removing the hairy covering over the melons. The lashon yishalik is just a term for melons, but it's the same thing as mefakis on cucumbers and gourds. When he removes that covering, then it's now finished for maaser. V'im einei mishalik, but if he's not planning on removing that covering, ad shi'asa mukta, until he makes a mukta. Mukta means a spread out area where they would spread out the melons. They wouldn't pile them up because the melons are heavier and they would crush what's down below. They would spread them out on a flat area. That area was called a mukta. When he spreads them out in that area, that's when they're finished and they're now obligated in maaser. Yarak hanegad, vegetables that are usually tied. Misha yegad, when he ties them, they're now finished and it's the einas maaser. If he's not planning on tying them, until he fills up the kli, the container that he's collecting, when he fills the container that he came to collect, he's now done, and it's einas hamaiser. But if he's not just filling up one kli, he plans on filling up multiple containers, then until he's done picking as much as he wanted, whatever, if he wanted 10 containers, when he finishes the 10 containers, it's now complete and he's obligated to maaser, but until he finished the last one that he was collecting, he would still be able to snack on them before taking off maaser. Kalkala, if he's coming to fill up a basket, not a small container, but a large basket, achi yechape, until he covers them over. In the baskets, they generally would fill them up with the produce and then cover them over with leaves. Until that point, when he covers it over with leaves, he can snack on them. At that point, it's not maaser, he must take off the maaser before eating. If he's not planning on covering it over with leaves, until he fills the container, the basket, and then it's the einas hamaiser. If he's not only filling up one, until he collects his whole needs, however many baskets he wanted, and then it's the einas hamaiser. When was this said? When was it said that one's not obligated to maaser? He can snack on it until these point in times for all these different produce. That's b'meilech lashuk, when he plans on taking the produce to the market to sell. So at these points, for all these different produce, that was when it was finished and ready to be sold. Aval b'meilech lebeisai, but when he's planning on taking it to his house and eating it at home, then eichel mehem arai anchu magi lebeisai. He can eat from them in a temporary fashion, snacking, until it reaches his house, but once it comes into his house, then it's the einas maaser, regardless of what stage it's holding. But when it comes into his house, it's now obligated in a maaser, and he cannot snack until he takes maaser off. Mishnah Vav continues discussing other types of produce. Hapered, dried pomegranate seeds, vatzimukim, and raisins, vecharuvim, and carobs. So these three things were left out to dry. The pomegranate seeds dried up, and the raisins dried, and the carobs are also dried. After they're done drying, mishiyamad arema, when he piles them up in a pile, that's the time for einas meiser for them. Habitzalim, onions, mishiyafakel, when he peels off the bad outer layers. Some of the outer layers were no good. He would peel them off, and that was the processing of it, and then it was fully processed. That was the einas meiser. Vimeinimafakel, but if he's not planning on peeling them, mishiyamad arema, then when he piles them into a pile, that's their completion. Hatvua, grain, mishiyamareach, when he smooths it down. And this is after the grain is threshed to remove the kernels from the stalks. It's threshed, and then he would pile the grain up into a pile, and he would smooth the pile down, push it down. At that point in time, it's fully processed, and it's the einas hameiser. Vimeinimareach, but if he's not planning on smoothing the pile down, ad shiyabed arema, until he piles it into a pile. Hakitnius, beans, misha yichbar, when he sifts them, he would put them in a sieve to sift out dirt that was mixed with the beans, and at that point in time they were processed and they were obligated to meiser. Vim einai kever, but if he's not planning on sifting them, ad shimareach, until he smooths down the pile that he piled up. The Mishnah now says another halakha regarding the piles of tvua, of grain that he piled up. Aval pisha mereach, even though he smoothed down the pile, and now he's now obligated to meiser, he can't eat from this pile until he takes off meiser, no snacking allowed anymore. Still, neito min hakutoyim, he's still allowed to eat, and he could take and snack and eat from the kutoyim, the stalks that were not completely threshed, uminat stadim, and from the sides of the pile that were not smoothed down yet. Umimasha b'techa tevin, and from grain that's still mixed with the tevin, with the straw. These grains, these three that are mentioned in the Mishnah here, were not fully processed. They were not part of the grains that were properly separated, the kernels from the stalks, and piled up and smoothed. And since they're not part of the grain that was fully processed, they he can take from them, v'eichel, and he can still eat from them in a snacking fashion without taking off meisers.